I think this is a big mistake, man. Why give yourself nightmares?
I already have nightmares.
It could be worse.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to!
Hey, we've had a problem here. Here's the thing, is please. Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a main beam on Thunderbolt.
Roger, main beam Thunderbolt.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication.
Free rolling.
All the vampires walking through the valley, move west down
Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
I'm free!
Pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, and say goodbye to the landlord for me. But some bitches always bored me. Throw out them L.A. papers and that moldy box of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna give me some dirt road back street. I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed a car. I'll be down a road in a cloud of smoke.
Out of the bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing hoochie screaming. Fainting for money and alcohol, the life of a West Side player with cows out in a strong ball. Only in Cali will we riot, not rally to live and die. In LA, we wear chucks, not belly.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Dressed in lumps and khaki suits and ride is what we do. Flossing but half caution, we collide with other two. Famous because we throw grams. Worldwide, let them recognize for Long Beach and Rose Grants. Like a slow jam, it's West Side, so you know the road will bow down to no man. Say what you say, or give me that bomb beat from Dre. Let me serenade the streets of LA, from Oakland to Sac Town, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put they Mac down. Give me love.
Talk about Canada. 51st state or not, it is beautiful and it is cold. Man, it is freezing there. I flew in there over the holidays and also see the new grandbaby. It's a beautiful baby. Shout out to the parents as well. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. My girlfriend's a grandma. Kind of makes me a step grandpa. Exciting, 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 exciting. But Canada is beautiful, and freezing cold, you know. Speak a lot of French over there. I'd like it to stay the same, you know, not necessarily saying we have to take over it, or maybe we can just shake hands and have a mutual agreement back and forth. I don't know, but Canada's neat. I don't want to leave and go to Canada and it be just like where I left from, you know. I'm not a big believer in globalism or anything like that, but I am in favor of taking over Canada and Mexico. Why not? I mean, we're centrally located. They're lucky to have us in the middle. What, the best military apparently in the world? All right, yeah. So if some other country was happening to build, you know, biolabs right there on the Canadian border or the Mexican border, I'm pretty sure we would stop it. Kind of like how Russia's stopping that with Ukraine and all the dirty things going on over there. It's a mess. It is a mess. I told you guys we'd be seeing some crazy stuff out there. I've been looking the entire way I was going to Canada. I was staring out the airplane window like a dog looking for its owner. Feel sorry for the person next to me or that was in the aisle seat that just seen me just staring with my nose basically on the window looking for some kind of weird something fake, you know, something that's out of this world or something, you know, some UFO, some drone, something that's abnormal, you know. I want to see something that I never see. You know, I'm not saying I want to see something scary like Bigfoot in the woods, like coming after me, you know. But I'd like to see Bigfoot while I'm driving down the road and I could get away from him. I don't know if I want to see a spaceship necessarily flying right next to the airplane and the wing, you know, but I would like to see it hovering maybe, you know, 100, 200 feet away. Kind of like in New Jersey right now, we got people looking at it in the sky. Got a lot of people looking in the sky. Nobody will tell you what it is. Why won't anybody tell you what it is? Well, Donald Trump said he's going to tell you what it is, but let me tell you what it is. All right, these are not UFOs. This is not anything out of this world. All right, it is not U.S. military. What it is, U.S. Space Force. All right, they are monitoring the Northeast Coast, New Jersey, all the Guidos out there. Not because they're monitoring their hair gel, because there's a dirty bomb. I heard that is leaked from somehow got to Ukraine and now it's in the United States. When I mean dirty, I might be nuclear, you know, a nuclear type of bomb that is lurking around New Jersey and all that area. So what these drones are doing is they can sense the uranium, basically, you know, how we have things that detect things. These drones detect nuclear stuff. You know, back in the day, I used to do concrete material testing. You know, check the density of the soil. I had a nuclear gauge, all right, and I had to lock it up in like a lead safe and all this, and do lad orders anytime I moved around. It had to be chains X amount of, you know, it had just a little piece of uranium. But every now and then, I'd be out in West Texas or in the desert, and you'd be running that gauge, and someone from the government might show up. So they are sensing, you know, that little bitty microfracture of uranium that I had in my rod. That's probably the reason why I act the way I am. Maybe it's from me putting that rod in my mouth or something like that. You know, taste that uranium. Live longer, you know. Maybe turn me into Clark Kent, Superman. I don't know. But that's what the drones are doing over there in New Jersey. So don't freak out. All right, about the drones, freak out that there's a gosh damn nuclear warhead somewhere in your town. All right, who's going to detonate it? I don't know. Is there a deep state, a cabal? Is there someone that's so terribly afraid of Trump getting in there that they will wipe out their own people? Create an emergency? Create hysteria? Maybe. Or is this a distraction? And then everybody wants to say P. Diddy, Epstein, any LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen, Tom Hanks. All these celebrities who have been linked to all these dirty parties and everything. And maybe it's just a big distraction in Jersey. But let's get on to California. What a beautiful place. I want to thank Tupac and Shakur and Tom Petty for allowing me to use their music in the intro. I try to put a lot of California references music in there that I like. I'm sure there's millions of others because it's a beautiful state. It's just ran like a... It's ran by psycho people, all right, with policies and everything. And God bless the people that are living there that are running away from the fires. You know, my house burnt down once. I've lost everything. It's okay. You can, you know, those are physical things. You know, just make sure you question why, what happened. You know, why here, not there, why now, not then. All right, and that's questioning anything from the fire department to the leadership to the insurance carrier, State Farm. Why did State Farm stop offering fire insurance? Was it because there was negligence on the side of maybe them doing controlled burning and reducing, you know, the amount of wildfires that are in California? Is this another way for them, since we've got someone leaving the White House, the money has stopped going to Ukraine and stops going back to them, which is the politicians, guys. Let's be honest. There's only one reason why that one-eyed pirate, Crenshaw, he took a lot of money. You know, he's a globalist just like all the other ones. All right, anyone who votes on giving money to Ukraine is a globalist and needs to be gone. Give to your local church. Give to your local neighbor. Give to California right now. But physically give to them. Do not give to the Red Cross. All right, they'll turn around and give to someone else, and the money gives right back. I'm not saying I'm anti-Red Cross, but it has been corrupted just like everything else. If you can give anything, give them water, you know. Get out of California. Everyone's been, until the leadership changes, get out of California. All right, all what they're doing is they're letting that place burn. You know, they are going to let it burn and hope federal aid, the billions of dollars come pouring in, and it's going to turn around and fatten their pockets, and the people aren't going to see any change. So just be aware. You know, be aware. Be scientific. Science is not real, okay? Not when you have paid politicians and paid scientists, all right? They give you, feed you false information, false graphs, false charts, false news, everything's false. Don't believe in anything, okay? Do not believe in this podcast for sure. It's just for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, before I go to work, my girl always says, don't forget your medicine. And then I yelled back at her the other day, let me enjoy the time without my medicine. She says, you're freaking crazy. And I was like, I know. And then she admitted she was crazy too, because she's with me. So I think I got the perfect one. I'm in heaven. And she's beautiful. I love her. We're going to get married and have a bunch of babies one day. Get ready for them. But I hope you guys enjoy this little real news, fake news. I don't know what's going on with Greenland and why we would want that, but at least we're going to try to make it a territory or something significant is up there and why we want it. Maybe some of my military friends or people in the CIA can inform me a little bit more about what's actually up there, kind of like Antarctica or something like that. But I don't know. I mean, there's a reason why Trump brings it up. At least we don't do a false reason and say there's weapons of mass destruction in there and go in there and just raid Greenland. We should try it again. How about Canada has weapons of mass destruction and so does Mexico. Let's go over there and take over. You know, take over. That's what I say. We create a war and create a solution to a problem that hasn't even been started yet. That's how they do it, folks. That's how the cookie crumbles. Panama Canal, same thing. I mean, at least we've put billions of dollars into it, and then someone just turned it over, and then we also spend billions of dollars repairing it, just like we do with NATO and all this Green New Deals. We always spend billions of dollars, and nobody sees it because it's easy. It's easy to skim money when nobody ever sees it. All right, we can't do that with Canada nor Mexico, because we have too many relatives or people that travel back and forth. I mean, you can't change the narrative when too many people are seeing it, right? Too big to fix type stuff. So just keep your eyes open. You know, ivermectin's back in the news. It's no longer a horse dewormer again. You know, it's actually treats cancer apparently with that, and vandibutazole or something like that. I don't know, Mel Gibson was talking about it on Joe Rogan, which was interesting. Oh, man, what happens if these two things stop cancer and we have allowed the medical care system to poison people with chemotherapy and other remedies instead of give them this $1.10 remedy to cure people? Wow. People are going to be mad. I mean, people are going to also be happy. But what about the millions who have died?